Fisher KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, cloudy skies, a slight chance of rain showers in the afternoon. We'll see temperatures at 58. Tonight, we're going to see a chance of rain and snow, otherwise cloudy skies with a low at 29. For Wednesday, sunny skies, high at 49. For Wednesday night, mostly clear, low at 26. Thursday, sunny at 52. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 45.
The State Bank in Axtell is synonymous with quality and integrity in the banking business. Financing for your home, for your farm, or your small business. Contact the loan officers if you need money. Or if you're putting money away for something special. Or just saving for a rainy day. Visit with the professionals at the State Bank of Axtell. They're federally insured. Member FDIC, the State Bank of Axtell.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. I'm Rick Everett. Police and animal rescue officials say dozens of dogs have been seized from a northwestern Kansas house and will be assessed for adoption. Wichita Eagle reports that the Norton, Kansas Police Department says the rescue effort that also included the Kansas Department of Agriculture and a nonprofit group called National Mill Dog Rescue involved 51 adult dogs and a dozen puppies at the Norton home. Police said several of the animals were pregnant. Fire officials say smoldering cigarettes and burning candles accidentally sparked the Hutchinson fire over the weekend that killed an Arizona man. The Hutchinson Fire Department says firefighters found 44-year-old Jason Conrad of Tucson dead inside the first-floor apartment shortly after the fire Saturday morning. Investigators believe the fire started in a couch. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Blue the dog here for propane. Making the rounds with my owner, the propane man, has allowed me to see a lot. I may just be a simple dog. I didn't attend the elite boarding kennels, and you'll never see me on Barking with the Stars. But I do know that propane is the smart fuel that lets millions of Americans live where they want and how they want. It's clean, reliable, and powers modern appliances from tankless water heaters to high-efficiency furnaces. Learn more at ProudlyPropane.com.
Hello, human. It's me, your dog. I know your car battery died, so you couldn't make it home on time, but I just wanted to let you know that everything is A-okay. I made you a couple presents. You know, the kind you pick up in a plastic bag? Yeah, I put one right on your pillow. I figured that'd be the best place for you to find it. Also, the couch needed a little shredding, so I took care of that, too. Also, I ate the mail. Who's a good boy? I am.
Make sure you'll be there. Get a car battery test today. Find a location at interstatebatteries.com. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
A federal judge has asked the U.S. Election Assistance Commission to say whether its executive director had the authority to unilaterally require people to prove their citizenship in order to register to vote using a federal form in Kansas, Georgia, and Alabama. U.S. District Judge Richard Leon put the question to the commission on Saturday and gave it until June 1st to respond. The commission's executive director, Brian Newby, ordered changes to the federal voter registration form used in the three states to conform to their laws requiring people to provide proof of citizenship documentation to register. Voting rights groups sued, saying he didn't have the authority. Leon denied a request for an injunction freezing Newby's order, but a federal appeals court granted one. The commission needs three votes to take action, but it currently has two Republican members and one Democrat who often don't agree on issues. Happy Fat Tuesday, everyone. Mid-America Network News.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Authorities have captured a prisoner who stole a court transport van in Broken Bow. Police Chief Steve Scott said that the man was found in a field around 10:30 this morning, about 7 miles from Broken Bow. Scott identified the man as Richard Coons. Coons was being taken to Valentine for court when the van driver stopped at a restaurant and went inside. Scott said the van was apparently left running, which let Coons drive away. Lancaster County Sheriff's Office found 55 pounds of cocaine during a traffic stop. Deputies stopped a semi-tractor trailer heading east on Interstate 80 yesterday afternoon for multiple traffic violations. They say a canine unit spilled narcotics in the vehicle. Deputies found $750,000 worth of cocaine. Gustavo Zamora, 56, was arrested for possession with intent to deliver. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Tuesday heard from the county sheriff a proposal to house six Saline County inmates at $35 a day. This would be a one-year contract to be reevaluated at the end of a year. Commissioners approved moving forward with the proposal. The county attorney, county clerk, and county treasurer met to discuss the 2016 tax sale. Commissioners were advised the county has a lien on the 2016 tax sale properties not sold. These can be sold 6 months after November of 2016. Commissioners will do a sealed bid of a 2016 tax sale properties not sold at the six-month time frame, with the bid process being held after three consecutive weeks of publication. Complete county commissioners' minutes are posted on our website at kndyradio.com. Issues facing Kansas legislators were discussed recently at the Legislative Forum in Marysville. State Senator Elaine Bowers and State Representative Clay Aron talked about the budget deficit and taxes, with both expressing concern with the resulting decline in revenue from the governor's elimination of a small business tax and a reduction in individual rates. But they also had reservations with specifics and mechanics of a bill to restore the taxes and add an additional tax bracket. School funding and a potential delay in payments to the Capers retirement system came up, along with teacher due process and a handful of other issues. The two encouraged listing a name and address at the top of letters or emails submitted to your legislator so that constituent communications would take priority over special interest group or outside mass communication efforts. Annual meeting of Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric Cooperative will be Tuesday, February 28th at the Axta Legion Building. Registration at 10:30, lunch serves at 11:30, meeting begins at 12:45. Patrons of Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric reminded of the annual meeting Tuesday in Axta at the American Legion. Glenn Freeman Jr., age 89, of Table Rock, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 1 p.m. at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City. Interment in the Table Rock Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday, 5 until 7 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Glenn Freeman. Helen M. Cook, age 85, of Barnes, passed away Sunday. Memorial service is planned Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Christian Church in Barnes. Private interment at a later date at the Maplewood Cemetery. Terry Christie, Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Helen Cook. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, barbecue meatballs, cheesy potato, wheat bread, broccoli and cauliflower salad, and cinnamon apples. Tomorrow, 10 to noodle casserole, wheat bread, California blend, and cranberry sauce. Check out a school and community calendar. Substate basketball tip-offs tonight. Our broadcast feature, Marysville Boys, host Hiawatha at 7. KNDY News, time is 7:14.
Saving for retirement can seem complicated, confusing, even scary, but it doesn't have to be. Hi, I'm Katie Smith, Assistant Vice President for United Bank and Trust here in Marysville, and we're here to help. As we go through tax season, now is a perfect time to think about opening an individual retirement account, better known as an IRA. If you have questions or want to get started, stop by and ask for me, Katie. I'd love to walk through the process with you. Saving for retirement with an IRA at United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a low pressure system making its way across the central parts of the Midwest, which is bringing some rain showers ahead of the cold front. And as this cold front will continue to push across our area today, we're going to see a chance for some rain and snow showers, especially as we head into tonight. It doesn't look like we're going to see any accumulation with this system. We're definitely going to see cooler temperatures as we head into it tomorrow, and the temperatures remain in the 50s as we head towards the end of the week. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Tuesday, we cannot rule out some rain showers in the afternoon, otherwise cloudy, temperatures at 58. Winds will be from the southwest at 5 and 15. Tonight, chance of rain and snow, cloudy with a low at 29. For Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies, high of 49. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low near 26. For Thursday, sunny skies, we'll see temperatures at 52. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late February 50, record high on this date 76. In 1932, the average low 28, the record low is 8 below zero in 1934. Sunset this evening, 6:14, sunrise in the morning at 6:55. 47 degrees in Marysville this morning with a south wind 5 to 10. Let's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 28th of February, Shrove Tuesday. KNDY News time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
There's an inventory clearance sale at the Porch Swing. It's 20 to 70% off store-wide. That's home decor, large and small, bath and body products, jewelry, pantry and kitchen items, clothing, accessories, purses, scarves. Whew! Stop in now for big savings. That's 20 to 70% off at the Porch Swing, that cute little shop with the blue awning in downtown Marysville. Some exclusions apply.
DeMar DeRozan comes up big for the Raptors. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. The Raptors announced on Monday Kyle Lowry was out for the rest of the season and were looking for answers. Well, all-star forward DeMar DeRozan answered the bell for Toronto against the Knicks.
DeRozan now outside the arc, moves inside, goes to the long fadeaway. Good! 1.9 left. How good is this guy?
The call on WEPN, DeRozan saves the day as the Raptors beat the Knicks 92-91. In college basketball, it was Kansas Jayhawks senior night, and the Oklahoma Sooners looked to spoil their celebrations.
Frank Alon to Lucas, senior to senior, and a major senior moment for KU.
Wow, perfect delivery. That's chemistry. That's when you play together for 4 years.
The call on the Jayhawk IMG Sports Network. The Jayhawks come back, ending the game on a 31-9 run and knock off the Sooners 73-63. Switching back to the NBA, the Cavs added the playmaker LeBron James wanted, acquiring Deron Williams off of waivers after being released from the Mavericks. He didn't play on Monday, but that didn't stop them from storming past the Bucks.
Rodman puts it up and Thompson says no as Tristan Thompson came with help from the reach side and made the rejection. Out comes Irving. Irving is bumped by Henson. Henson falls down. Irving fires a three and scores!
The call on WTAM, LeBron James returned after a one-game absence and scores 24 points as Cleveland caps off a solid February with a 102-95 win over the Bucks. Back to college basketball, a couple of weeks ago, the North Carolina Tar Heels routed the Virginia Cavaliers at home. On Monday night, Virginia sought and found revenge on the fifth-ranked team in the country.
Parentes on the V-saber will feed to Guy, gets it right back. Now he goes to work with 15. He unloads on a straight-on three, and he buries it!
On the Virginia Sports Network, the Cavaliers hold the Tar Heels to 43 points, the lowest ever in the Roy Williams era. Virginia wins an upset, 53-43. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
Substate basketball tip-offs Monday in a 3A Sabetha Substate. Top-seed Nemahal Central girls defeat Riverside 57-29. Second-seed Hiawatha outlasts ACCHS 51-40. Marysville knocks off third-seed Horton 50-20, and Sabetha knocks off number 4-seed Mount Academy 41-40. Marysville girls meet second-seed Hiawatha Thursday evening at 6 at Sabetha. Sabetha will host Nemahal Central in a late game. 2A boys action in the Bennington Substate. Washington County over Solomon 45-41. Bennington down Valley Heights 68-58. Sacred Heart over El Saline 98-53, and Wabunsee took Republic County 54-41. Washington County Wabunsee boys tip off Thursday evening at 6. Bennington will host Sacred Heart in the late game. Class 1A girls action at Centralia. Onega defeated Immaculata 43-41. And in the Class 1A girls tournament at Clifton Clyde, Pike Valley defeated Wakefield 36-24. Tuesday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville boys host Hiawatha. 7 o'clock broadcast on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Streaming on our website and our mobile app. Valley Heights girls host El Saline, and Washington County girls home to Lincoln. Both tip-offs at 6 o'clock. Lynn boys at Clifton Clyde, and Centralia boys host Immaculata. Games at 7:30. Bison first-round action Tuesday. Axtell, Hanover, and Frankfort boys.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A new poll out by the Wall Street Journal shows an increase in support for free trade in the U.S. The growing support comes despite anti-trade sentiments by President Trump and his removal of the U.S. from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, along with the intent to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement. The poll last week found that 43% of Americans surveyed thought positively of free trade within the U.S. and foreign countries, while 34% of respondents thought free trade hurt the country. The results represent a sharp reversal from a similar poll from March of last year. That poll found just 27% of Americans favored free trade. 43% said free trade harmed the nation. Increasingly positive reviews of the net benefits of trade came mainly from Democrats, as 57% of them said free trade helped more than hurt, up from 34% in 2016. Mexico issued a warning to the U.S. over the weekend, saying if any North American free trade agreement renegotiations include new tariffs, the nation's trade leaders would get up from the table. Mexico's economy minister said the country refuses to even discuss the kind of tariffs that President Trump has suggested. Trump wants to build a border wall and impose a 20% tariff on imports from Mexico, along with other possible taxes on automobiles. Now, without NAFTA, the U.S. and Mexico would be subject to stricter tariff limits by the World Trade Organization if both countries choose to be WTO compliant. The U.S. is the biggest trading partner with Mexico, but the nation has trade deals with 40 other countries and is accelerating trade talks with Brazil and Argentina, two possible sources to replace corn purchases from the United States. Trade officials from Mexico have said they expect NAFTA talks to start sometime in June. With this Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, the fight in Congress over whether to expand, freeze, or shrink the nation's ethanol mandate seemed to pick up a little bit of steam in Congress last week. House Ag Committee Chairman Mike Conaway told the USDA Ag Outlook Forum that he'll urge lawmakers with a say on the issue to keep the renewable fuels standard where it is, hold current refiners and investors harmless, but not expand RFS requirements, which expire in 2022. Compounding the political dilemma surrounding the renewable fuels standard when it comes to Congress, the current Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt, when he was Attorney General in Oklahoma, called the renewable fuel standard, quote, unworkable, end quote. The state of Illinois, however, claims some 4,000 jobs and $5 billion in revenue are as a result of the RFS. American Farm Bureau Federation Director
Dale Moore
says EPA Administrator Pruitt will be working with farmers.
Now our expectation is he's going to be working, you know, with the farmers that, support the renewable fuel standard, with the industry that supports it, as sure as he's going to be working with others. And just a keen hope that we're talking about a review, hopefully maybe finding ways to improve the RFS so it continues to do, you know, the job it has to build the biofuels industry in this country.
North Dakota Senator Heidi Heitkamp says it is no surprise that advanced biofuels have not reached enhanced standards because of market uncertainty. And she also blames the Environmental Protection Agency's past failures to meet renewable fuels standard rules. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
This is Tom at Kaufman Seeds in Haven, Kansas. Midland Genetic Soybeans rank among the best in Mid-America.
Midland Soybean Seed gives you the freedom to choose from many different varieties, like new for this year, try Midland 4963 soybeans, a consistent yielder under stress and good standability, or try Midland 4956 soybeans, a top-yielding full-season soybean. Both varieties are Roundup ready to extend soybeans.
Call me today to order your Midland Genetic Soybeans. Kaufman Seeds, Haven, Kansas, 1-800-634-2800. 36.
Winter is a tough time for cattle, so it's imperative to feed them the best feed you can buy. That's why you need to check out the benefits of cubes, pellets, and tubs made at the Kansas Ethanol Plant in Lyons, Kansas. 100% DDGS, no fillers, no binders, just high fat, high protein, and high phosphorus. Perfect to keep cattle in good shape, even in the roughest winter. So check your local Nutrina dealer. Ask them for Nutra beef cattle nuggets, cubes, or tubs. It's a great insurance program for your winter cattle operation.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It is agriculture. Okay, we are losing the war against herbicide-resistant weeds. The evidence seems clear about that. So what do you do to minimize your exposure to these herbicide-resistant weeds? Some tips. After this,
the folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
We are losing the war against herbicide-resistant weeds. That's the gist of a recent article at Wallace'sFarmer.com written by Clark McGrath. Mr. McGrath is an on-farm research and extension coordinator for the Iowa Soybean Research Center at Iowa State University. And along with listing all of the different types of weeds that are herbicide-resistant and the groups to which they are resistant, Mr. McGrath also has some ideas on what you can do on your farm to minimize your exposure to herbicide-resistant weeds. Unfortunately, we do have a fair amount of experience. With the help of weed scientists, agronomists, and growers, he has summarized some of the tactics that we'll need to implement to manage our current resistant weeds and, hopefully, slow the evolution of new ones. First, know what weeds you're facing. Field histories and scouting are valuable tools. Second, start clean with effective tillage or burn downs. Third, stay clean with full rates of effective residual herbicides. Fourth, use multiple effective herbicide modes of action. Fifth, rotate herbicide-tolerant traits. Sixth, rotate crops if possible. Seventh, proactively manage post-emerge applications such as small weeds, favorable growing conditions, quality additives. Eighth, recognize and manage weed escapes with zero tolerance for resistant or challenging weeds. And ninth, clean equipment as well as you reasonably can to prevent movement of seed from resistant weeds. He says another key is handling the herbicides correctly, including sticking tight to the stipulations in the seed technology agreements and the herbicide labels. He says he doubts there has ever been a product launch under as much scrutiny as synthetic auxin beans. He writes the unfortunate and preventable series of events surrounding dicamba-resistant crops that happened in some southern states last summer ensure that herbicide drift and off-target injury are going to be closely watched. He says we'll need to always read and follow label directions and use as many diverse management practices as possible, or we will fight an increasing number of resistant weeds. As for what science can offer, he says we haven't had a new mode of action come to market in about 30 years. He says a look at the product development pipeline does not give us a lot of optimism that we'll be getting any new modes of action soon. Some of the thoughts of Clark McGrath, a research coordinator for the Iowa Soybean Research Center at Iowa State University. You can read more of his comments at wallacesfarmer.com. Back after this.
This bull ad is for the cattle producers that have been considering a Hereford bull but haven't pulled the trigger yet. On March 2nd, Jensen Brothers will be holding their annual bull sale 6 miles south of Cortland, Kansas. We'll be featuring 85 bulls, both Hereford, Polled Hereford, and Sim Angus, featuring our 2017 Grand Champion Pinna Bulls in Denver. We will have about 85 head of bulls to sell. We hope to see you there Thursday, March 2nd, 6 miles south of Cortland.
As always, I am grateful to be able to have this time with you, and I appreciate you listening to Farming America, a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 47 degrees with a light south wind, middle 50s on tap, mild again today.
This is the time of year to reflect on last year's crop cycle and make plans for next year. There are many decisions to be made and many options available. We'd like to help make the financial side of your planning a little easier. Our ag lenders know agriculture and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk about next year. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover, member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Along with the 2016 Buick Encore, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has the 2017 Buick LaCrosse, a 2017 Chevy Equinox, Envision, and a 2017 Chevy Suburban. Awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Mid-America Network Sports on your Tuesday morning. Frank Mason III scored 23 points in his final game at Allen Fieldhouse. Devontae Graham hit a series of crucial three-pointers in the second half, and top-ranked Kansas rallied from a 10-point deficit to beat Oklahoma 73-63 Monday night. Graham finished with 16 points. Josh Jackson had 11 points and 12 rebounds for the Big 12 champion Jayhawks, now 27-3 overall, 15-2 in conference play. They trailed 54-42 before finishing the game on a 31-11 run. And in the top 25 college basketball poll, Kansas is the new number one, followed by Villanova in second, UCLA in third. The Jayhawks moved up two places to the top spot, receiving 58 first-place votes Monday from the 65-member national media panel. The Jayhawks are the sixth school to be number one this season. Mid-America Network Sports.